This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
When it comes to taking damage, there's a couple of ways that you can get your health back. The most obvious one are things like spells, like cure wounds, or potions, like the famous healing potion. And what's great about those is that both could be used in combat if things are not going your way, because your dungeon master starts getting things a lot harder, or while you're resting in between kind of strenuous activities. A healing potion, you can, in combat where you're tracking actions, it takes an action to drink the healing potion. If you want to administer it to someone else who's hurt or knocked out, it also takes an action. But there's a lot of tables, including mine, where if I'm going to drink my own potion, it's a bonus action. If I'm going to give it to someone who's unconscious, it's a full action, which I like because it keeps things flowing a little faster, but also makes a wonderful mental image of someone sipping their, pumpkin spice latte while slashing their sword as the bonus action that we kind of talked about before. But the official rule is it's a full action for both kinds of things. Casting a spell like Cure Wounds, same kind of thing, and the amount of healing is in there. It's usually 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier for Cure Wounds, or 4d4 plus 4 for healing potions, and they scale up. There's bigger and bigger, beefier kind of healing potions out there. The other way that you can get hit points back is during a short rest or a long rest. So a short rest is an hour of light activity. So this is like hunkering down in a dead end or a room that you can lock the door in the dungeon, or a cave that you know is clear of monsters. And you can take an hour and just kind of chill for a second. You could do light activity like playing music or tending to your wounds, reading your spell book, that kind of stuff, but not like jumping jacks or forging a new item, that kind of thing. And there you get to use your hit dice, which we've talked about before. You can spend as many hit dice as you have, roll them, add your con modifier, and that's how many hit points you gain. And you can spend them as many as you have or as few as you want. That's how you get your hit points back. There are some characters like paladins who have lay on hands, which is a limited resource where they can get healing back or give it to other people. Bards have something called Song of Rest that they can play, where it kind of maximizes those hit dice. Fighters have something called a second wind, where they gain a certain amount dictated by the level of fighter they are. So things like that. So there's always ways to kind of get some extra healing. And then the other way is the long rest. Why not a long rest? Which basically resets everything. You get your maximum hit points back, you get all your spells back, and you get up to half of your maximum of hit dice back.
I was going to say, not everything.
Not everything. That's right. Yeah, much to the dismay of characters everywhere. So you get most of those back, and so that you can kind of get recharged. Now, the thing about a long rest is that you didn't even have to sleep. Like, if you're an elf, you don't have to sleep. You trance, and only then for like 4 hours or something. Mm-hmm. So it's just light activity. So like curling up with a good book and a cup of hot cocoa or tea, that kind of light activity. And there's some characters that don't sleep at all, like Warforge or certain kinds of warlocks. They just don't have to sleep. They can just, like the Energizer Bunny, just keep going and going and going. But they still have to have periods of inactivity in order to gain a benefit from that. And also it's in the rules. You can't benefit from a long rest more than once per 24 hours. And so if your party is taking a long rest after every single major combat, you might want to start enforcing that rule so that they get the idea that maybe you shouldn't be such weenies and go and adventure a little bit and take some risks.
Yeah, I used that. I didn't know that at first. And then mm-hmm. I was being a nerd and reading the Player's Handbook and, all these other ones like you do. And I found out that it's once per every 24 hours. And my group didn't know that either. And when I learned something new, I start to follow the correct method as soon as I learn it. So I let my group know. But they had made some decisions that they really needed a long rest. And I'm like, sorry guys, you can't take one. It's only once per every 24 hours and you just had one like 8 hours ago. And it made for really interesting combat and adventuring and dynamics. And that has come into play hugely since I learned that with Sari, you can't rest yet. Like, you have to learn how to survive or, you know, like benefit from your resources that you have until you can take that rest. So that was a huge insight for me when I found that out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's actually even some different options in the Dungeon Master's Guide. I think I've mentioned them before, where you can actually have a rest variance, where you can have gritty realism. And it says, and this, you can find this on page 267 of the DMG, where it says, this variant uses a short rest of 8 hours and a long rest of 7 days. And they say the very next sentence, this puts the brakes on the campaign, requiring the players to carefully consider the benefits and drawbacks of combat. And I like this one because it's pretty pretty hardcore. I don't think I would ever use it in a regular campaign, but it really goes back to the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit. Like, I've made this joke before, but they get to Rivendell and they hang out for a week to recuperate. And I'm thinking back and I'm like, times where I've been, you know, for lack of a better term, adventuring in real life and climbing mountains in Panama and things like that. I'm like, yeah, I could rest for 7 days. That sounds great. And so it's more of that gritty realism where you're taking a whole week to recover from these really intense things and gashes across your chest and your ear has fallen off and you've lost a lot of blood. Magic can't fix everything, you guys.
You're Van Gogh now.
Yeah, exactly. Will that make me a better painter? I don't know. Get the eyes on my miniatures just right. Just had to lose an ear. It's fine. So yeah, so there's other options back there in the back of the DMG that you can look at. Some of them make things harder. Some of them make things easier. Epic Heroism uses a short rest of 5 minutes and a long rest of 1 hour, which means that you can throw just impossible things at your party all the time. So yeah, there's other options out there.
Cool. The other thing about long rests is that they can't be interrupted. So two of the things is that you have to, what is it? Everybody has to rest for at least 6 of the 8 hours in order to benefit from a long rest. And that's so that people can do watches because things do go bump in the night. But if you don't get that full chunk of time in, if it's interrupted, so let's say that you're taking 6 hours because you did a 2-hour watch, and 3 hours into that, something attacks the party and you have to get up and start fighting, you have to reset that long rest from the beginning. You can't just go back to sleep for 3 hours and you're good to go. The whole thing goes back to starting point zero. Is that, am I getting that right?
Yeah, more or less. Well, the book says if the rest is interrupted by a period of strenuous activity, and I think defending your camp counts that, of at least 1 hour of walking, okay, fighting, casting spells, or similar adventuring activity, they have to start. They have to start over and re-begin the rest, gaining the benefit from it. But you know, if you're a random encounter or hobgoblins attack you in the night, typically that fight takes a few minutes in real time, and so they can get back to resting. It's not them getting up at 2 a.m. to do their jazzercise and messing up their long rest.
Thanks so much for tuning into the compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.